Today we're talking all things manifestation. I feel like I haven't done a manifestation specific episode for you in a long time. So here it is. And I have a few more lined up for you in the pipeline for the next, maybe not next episode, but the next couple after that, I have some planned. So if you have been craving some manifestation specific episodes from me, I am delivering for you. And a huge part of manifestation is action. And I feel like even though action is a huge part of the manifestation process, in fact, it is like the main thing, if you ask me about manifestation, it is something that is not often talked about. And I will say that there are some amazing synchronicities that I have experienced where I have had manifestations happen that have been so mind-blowing and they felt magical. But I cannot sit here and say that all of those manifestation experiences that have felt magical, I can't sit here and say that they just fell into my lap. And I feel like that is something in the manifestation world, many, many people will make out that manifestations are meant to just fall into your lap and they're meant to just appear and you're meant to just lay back and receive and it will all just come and fall into place. And like I said, even though some of the things that have happened and manifested for me have felt so magical, they were still a result of some kind of action. Even when I manifested my trip to LA, which was such a crazy synchronicity, I know you already know this story, I'm sure you do. And this year I manifested a nearly 3-week trip, which I'm on now. I manifested a one-to-one session with Dr. John Connolly that was on my podcast episode. I manifested that, and I could go deep into all of these things. And even though these manifestations, they were effortless, they were literally effortless. Synchronicities just happened, opportunities just happened, things just happened. I still took action. Not once did I script and journal and create a vision board and then just lay back, relax, and hope for the best. I just didn't. Because action is the driver that moves things forwards. But unfortunately, I feel like action, good old-fashioned action, I feel like people are resistant to it. Because for some reason, they feel like, well, things should just appear and things should just land in my lap. I'm going to disagree. I don't think they should. Cause and effect. And yet this is from my experience of talking with many, many people, this action is one of the biggest blocks in the process that people just don't seem to do. And a big part of that is through fear, of course. It's scary taking action into the unknown, taking risks. And also, from what I hear, some people feel that action is unnecessary, that they shouldn't need to take action. But I'm always going to teach you that action is how to create your manifestations, along with other things. But you could do all the things all day long, and the scripting and the journaling all day long, and the visualizing all day long. But if you're just laying there like a potato, you're not going to move forwards. You're not. So right now, I want you to think about what it is you want to manifest. Okay? You got it? Think of it right now. You got it in your head. You know what it is, yeah? Okay, good. And now I want you to think about an action that you can take today, ultimately leads towards bringing that manifestation into your reality. Can you think of one action? If you can, great. See yourself doing the action. And if you can't think of an action, so if through that process, you're just drawing a blank and you know what you want to manifest, but you're thinking, I don't know what action I could take today that's going to bring me to that. If you're thinking that, that's okay. I got you in this episode, and I'm going to share with you why this might be so that you can move forwards and move closer to your manifestation. Because if you know what you want, but you have no idea how to get there, it's very likely that you have a subconscious block that is blocking your flow of creative ideas and intuition. And that is why you are drawing a blank when it comes to manifesting this thing and moving forwards with this thing and moving towards this thing. Because when it comes to changing the life, going after your dreams, manifesting what it is you want, there is absolutely no doubt that this is going to push and stretch you outside of your comfort zone. And it is going to require you to do things you haven't done before, which can be uncomfortable and it can be scary. And your past experiences in your life can impact how you move forwards. Your past experiences, painful memories or traumatic memories, whether that's big traumatic memories or tiny traumatic memories that were still traumatic for you, those things can take up mental space, mental energy. And the bigger the impression that was created from that memory, from that experience, the more energy it's likely draining, like an open tap in the background of your mind. And that energy is energy that could be used for creativity and intuition, but instead that energy is being burned and wasted on something that your mind believes is just about to happen, happening, or has just happened over and over and over again. And this can be conscious or unconscious. Very likely it's unconscious. So you don't know this is going on. You don't know what the memory is, but it's playing out in the background, unconsciously burning and wasting energy that could actually be used and harvested to flow towards more creativity and intuition and logic and strategy, which naturally is going to take you towards what it is you want to manifest, because then you're going to have more energy that is flowing in the direction of where you want to go, instead of energy that is burned trying to protect you from a situation that happened 15 years ago. And this isn't just you. It is going on with everyone, because we've all lived experiences. We've all lived minute by minute, day by day lives where shit has happened. And experiences have happened, and sometimes those experiences created big impressions and slammed into your awareness, which created this lasting unconscious fear or block. And even though you moved forward out of it, survived it, your mind didn't get the memo that that thing isn't going on anymore and that you're through it. So this is how your past can really impact where you're going if you don't address some of the shit that is just burning and churning away in the background of your mind. And you know you can do that through subconscious reprogramming. You can do that through limiting belief work. So I'm going to give you an example. So let's say you want to manifest more money consistently, and that might be more money through your job, through your 9-to-5. So that means you would be looking for a promotion in your job, or maybe a new job. But for this example, we'll say that you're looking to manifest more money consistently. It's a specific amount of money. So let's say you know that it would be really effective in order to bring in more money in your 9-to-5 to pitch to your boss to get a promotion. But unconsciously, below the surface, your mind has this awareness that, okay, if you go for a promotion, that might mean doing work that is at a higher level than what you're doing now. And that might be something like you would have to do more presentations in your company. And even though you've not necessarily had a conscious thought about that, you unconsciously know that stepping up, having a promotion means more responsibilities, and very likely that responsibility might, for example, be doing a presentation. But you have a particularly traumatic memory from school that you aren't consciously aware of, but your mind remembers, where you stood up in front of class when you were 7 years old and you had to do a show and tell and you couldn't get your words out and all the other kids laughed at you. And that, in that moment, slammed into your awareness as a seven-year-old, created these really horrible feelings, left a deep impression on your mind, which we could class as a small trauma. And when I say trauma, I essentially mean anything that at the time happened that was beyond the resources of your mind. So anything that happened that was beyond the resources of your mind at the time, because trauma is essentially overload. Anything that when you think about it, it causes some kind of negative feeling or reactivity. And that negative reactivity might be, oh, I hate doing presentations. You know, you weren't born hating doing presentations. That was caused at some point in your life. You might not remember, but your mind has this incredible way of filing every single experience, and some things didn't get filed properly, which is essentially these traumatic events, which could be something as simple as the example I gave you of you doing a show and tell. And it didn't go to plan. It didn't go so well. And now your mind will do everything it can unconsciously to avoid you having to stand up in front of people and talk. And that might mean it will get you to avoid doing everything you can to getting that promotion at work that might lead to you having to stand up and talk. So you can see how that can impact that. And you don't even know. All you knew was, oh, I don't want to ask my boss for a pay rise. That's awkward. And what's actually going on could be that. This is just an example. You know, everyone's going to be different because your unconscious is the driver and your unconscious is creating energy flow into either avoiding something or moving towards something. So by clearing a memory where you first had this experience of standing up in front of people and absolutely fucking hating it, by clearing that and removing all the feeling around it and showing your mind that's not happening anymore, it's okay. That memory gets filed away. You don't ever lose the memory. It just gets filed away. And then all of a sudden, energy is freed up. And you could well find yourself finding the excitement, energy, motivation, momentum, confidence about putting yourself forward for a pay rise. This is how literal magic happens by doing this deep subconscious work. And this is how you can manifest a lot faster. And you can see now how looking at what it is you want to manifest is the first step. And then understanding, what's the first action that takes me towards this manifestation? And how do I feel about taking this action? Do I even know what the action is? If I don't, that's a sign that there's a little bit of a disconnect. Or if I know what the action is, how do I feel about taking it? Am I scared? Am I scared as in I'm scared, but I'll do it anyway, or I'm fucking terrified? What is it? Or are you talking yourself out of it, avoiding it, saying, oh, it's too much effort? I hear this so much with business owners, particularly with people who are just starting out in their business and they've got to a certain point and the whole idea and notion of business feels so overwhelming. And that's because their mind is not interested in flowing energy towards setting up this business. It's flowing energy into avoiding it and creating this feeling of it's too much work, it's too much effort, I can't do that. And then it keeps people stuck and it keeps people avoiding starting their business. And like I said, this is so normal. That is not one person in the world that isn't going through this, because every person has a mind. If you have a mind, you are going to have a database of memories. And if you have a database of memories, a million gazillion memories, there are going to be things that you're going to get blocked from doing. We all have this. It's just so amazing when you understand, oh, I'm not taking the action and this is why. So let's get this shifted at a root level so that I can just move forward quick. Instead of introspecting and feeling like, oh, why aren't I taking this action? Oh, it must be because of my parents and my parents' parents, and they were like this, and then I was like this, and blah, 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 blah. No, that's keeping you more stuck. That's keeping you in the same place, this deep introspection. Okay, sometimes it's interesting to learn about yourself, but is it moving you forwards? No. So let's start looking at where you're going and then understanding what's stopping me from getting there, or why am I not taking the action required, or I don't even know what action to take. From there, we can start closing down some of these tabs that are still running and draining your energy in the background. And when you close these tabs down, the energy doesn't get closed down with it. The energy gets freed up. The energy gets utilized for other things. This is why when we heal trauma or clear stuff from the past, we end up changing our lives massively going forwards, because the freed up energy is getting used for things like creativity and intuition and logic. And all of these amazing resources are the things that are going to create more ideas flowing through you and therefore more action. So right now, if you know what you want to manifest, but you don't know what action to take, it might be because there is a tab still open that is burning energy. It is blocking the ideas and it's leaving you fed up and confused and feeling like there's something wrong with you, or it's just not working for you. There's nothing wrong with you, because so many people believe that they are doing manifestation wrong, that there's something wrong with them, that they can't do it, or that what they want to manifest just isn't destined for them. And I don't want you thinking like that, because I don't believe that's the case. Anything that you desire, that you want to achieve, you can achieve it, but it will require action. And you are the one who has to take the action. No one else can take it for you. You have to be the driver of your life. So no more hesitating. If you feel scared, but you know you can push through it anyway, fucking do that. Do that. There have been many times in my life where I have felt fucking scared and I have ran headfirst into it. If something has been lingering for a long time and it really is keeping you so stuck from moving forwards, then you might want to book in a subconscious reprogramming session with me, so that we can free up that energy and it will start flowing forwards in the right direction. So I have more manifestation episodes coming up, so stay tuned. I hope you loved this episode, and it was my intention that this was your loving reminder that we want you running forwards, screaming as you go. If you're scared, that's okay. Screaming and running forwards and just doing the fucking thing. I love you so much. I'm all here for you living your dream life. It's all possible for you. Don't ever think otherwise. And I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on a mission to close the gap between your current self and your future self, the version of you who has not only achieved her dreams, but also knows the exact steps to get there, then it's time to take the Future Self quiz. By completing this quick quiz, you'll receive a personalized roadmap designed to transform your vision board into your reality, all tailored to your unique answers. So if you're ready to unlock the wisdom of your future self that guides you from where you are now to where you want to be, I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can go and take the quiz and pull your future self into your current reality.